Blog Talk Radio.
That's a long intro, and hello and welcome to the Pro Wrestling Opinion Show. And this is our weekly show where we discuss what happened in the week of wrestling. Now, I can't tell you that I've watched all the wrestling out there that is to be watched. In fact, I probably haven't even watched most of it. But, and also I'm going to talk a little bit about UFC, but essentially we're dealing with a kind of slow week, but there are a few things, I guess, that we can mention. With Brock Lesnar no longer in the picture, it's WWE has kind of gone to Randy Orton now to be the main babyface against Seth Rollins, who is the new champion coming out of WrestleMania. A buzzworthy event. I enjoyed the show. I thought it lived up to the low expectations that we had for it, and at the same time, it exceeded them a bit. But we still have question marks coming out, and you know, a lot of them surround Roman Reigns and whether he's going to be the face of the company as Vince McMahon wants, because he is the best-looking action figure that he has in his collection. And McMahon basically wants to enforce a rule that big, strong guys, no matter how smart or stupid they are the kings of the world, as he is a big, strong man himself, thinking he is the king of the world. So it's all about confirming his bias. So Seth, you know, he's playing the heel Ric Flair champion, and we're going to see who chases him. I would imagine it's pretty predictable that Randy Orton is going to lose at the next pay-per-view, and then we'll have another challenger come after Seth's title until maybe Brock comes back. The other alternative is to have Roman Reigns win it. And this might be actually, there might be more money in it, and you could have Roman Reigns come in and win it and go on to face Brock Lesnar and then finally beat him and get the title and have the run that he's supposed to have. You know, take it out of the hardcore fans' hands by doing it in a place where he's going to get cheered on TV. We've already seen examples of that. So there might be another strategy, but some people are also predicting that we're going to have Seth Rollins as champion for a long time. I don't see it. I don't think the WWE wants a long heel champion when they have somebody who they believe is basically ready, except maybe he just has to shake off a few of them Daniel Bryan lovers. Daniel Bryan, you know, they're trying to kill his whole thing and basically make him into the new Zack Ryder, which is fine. I mean, I think he can withstand that. I mean, they're never going to view him as a top babyface. And frankly, like, you know, when wrestling popularity goes down, it kind of gets commandeered by the wrestling geeks and the ones who watch, like, New Japan and stuff like that. And they also are very vocal. And they're also influential to other just casual wrestling fans. People underestimate that. So the whole Daniel Bryan thing is born from that, but you know, let's not discount the guy's ability. He definitely has some. We have TNA. I mean, I can't bring myself to give a shit about TNA. I've mentioned this. They went back to the six-sided ring. For some reason, that turns me off. I mean, I'm just one of those guys where it turns me off. I want to see wrestling in a wrestling ring. I don't want to see it in some goof-tagon or hexagon or whatever the hell it is that TNA tries to put it in. I mean, that's not what's going to make them stand out. Like, if, you know, is a movie better because the video screen is hexagonal? You know, so I'm going to be watching through a hexagon in a movie. Like, is that going to make the movie any better? I don't think so. In fact, it's better to compare the two when you have both of them unfolding in a rectangle. Although I can still tell which one is suckier, I'm distracted by the shape of the ring. So, I mean, I still kind of monitor it, try to fast forward it. For some reason in my area, I'm not able to get New Japan. I'm not able to get an English version of Lucha Underground. So I'll fast forward it. I'll pause it when Ivelisse comes on because she's a hot Spanish bitch. But otherwise, I'm sort of like, I'm amazed at how shitty Conan looks. And I'm not sure where Vampiro is because he's not wearing his makeup, and I don't know which is Vampiro. I mean, I'm just watching Spanish version of it, so like I don't understand shit. And like I said, it looks like an interesting show. I just wish I could get the English version here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn, so if you have any advice how I get those, you can send me an email at logantimetraveler@yahoo.com. And I will be grateful. But I have not gotten the New Japan Network, although I do have the WWE Network, and it's like I don't use it that much, but it's like nice knowing that it's there. I don't know why. I guess because I'm a wrestling fan, and you know, I can always delve back into shit. Brings me back to my innocent childhood, and maybe that's the whole purpose of this app and why people keep it. New Japan, I mean, you know, I just feel like when you're really so into wrestling that you're going to go to another country's, foreign language version of it, you know, maybe you should just stop watching wrestling, you know. They don't have any in this country for you, so, you know, you're just going to, I mean, I don't see it as, I like the matches, I think they're good, but I don't really watch wrestling for the matches. I watch it for the entire thing that is wrestling, and so I'm not going to have, like, I'm not going to sacrifice commentary to get really into New Japan. Although, you know, this AJ Styles, him bringing attention to it and having some great matches is, I think, good for the sport. And hopefully their move sets kind of impress top workers in WWE, and they can end up having better matches out of it. And I already think that style has taken over on the very important matches we have, like Undertaker, Triple H, and those kinds of things. They try to have basically a New Japan style match, and makes it good. Sting coming in how is he supposed to come in? And I've heard the suggestion that he should just be the Vigilante Sting, basically righting the wrongs of the Authority. So the Authority is there doing their shit, and every once in a while Sting comes in and thwarts their efforts. And each time he does that, a different heel challenges him to a match. And maybe at the match, he could have two matches a year, you know, one at SummerSlam and one at Mania, and basically give him a winning streak. Don't even worry about putting him up against Undertaker. Put him in the same ring with Undertaker, or maybe have him and Undertaker start to have a match, and then it gets ended and turned into a tag match where they are friends. That would be a good thing for WrestleMania, just to, you know, put that match to rest, have them have a competitive thing, but no one, inconclusive, and then have them both be attacked by enemies, and those enemies then get thrown into a tag match with them, and the two kind of stand tall together and vanquish their enemies. That would be, I think, the way to go with Sting and Undertaker, and Sting as a vigilante, thwarting the authority in key moments. I think that's a great role for him as the Crow, Sting. And it would harken back to his original, you know, foil as he was for the NWO back in the 90s. Still looking good. He's still got that death drop, which is pretty devastating looking. And he can swoop in like Batman and right wrongs. So the Vigilante Sting is a great gimmick, and they need to play it up more. You know, am I excited about Rock and Triple H at WrestleMania? I mean, it seems to me that they're just going to pay The Rock a boatload of money to, you know, basically come in and suck Triple H's cock when he doesn't need it to be sucked, because I'm, you know, apparently I heard from the Macho Man that, or I heard from Lanny Poffel, who's Macho Man, told that Elizabeth, when she was young, Stephanie, when she was young, gave really good ones. But, that's not important. None of this is. This is a wrestling podcast. If you think this is important, then you better get your priorities straight, my friend. But that's bigger fish for me to fry. I'm getting a call from Big D, so I think I'm going to get him on the line. So hold on 1 second. Oh, man, it looks like Big D is not working out there. I tried to call his number. Try one more here. Let's see, contacts. Let's try this number. Oh, he's going to try to call now. Okay, I'm back. I got a call from Big D or a text. He wants to have a chat with me, but I don't know if he wants to do it on the air or not. I'll just get some confirmation from him by text, then I'll bring him on the show. If not, I'll just wrap up the show with some of my thoughts. UFC basically put on a decent show with bringing back Crow Cop and having him have a hero's welcome in Poland, beating Gonzaga in a battle that looked like he was going to lose. So that's something that I thought was cool. It was on Fight Pass. It was all right, you know, good comeback from Crow Cop, who seems to have his groove back at the age of 40. I don't know why they write people off at that age. I think you should start writing them off maybe at 50. I mean, Hopkins has really at least pushed that limit, so let's stop writing people off who just turned 40. Let's see. I think I got Big D here, so let me see what the message is here. Details. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Good, man. You were done way less than in five.
That's because we're on the air.
What the fuck? We are?
Yeah. So say hello, man.
All right. What's up? What are you recording?
Oh, I was just going over the week, you know, just talking some bullshit wrestling, you know, just whatever I thought off the top of my head. So anything, any thoughts you want to just let these people have? This is Big D from Super Friends Universe, the head honcho, so, you know, just want to just introduce everybody. So go ahead. I'm sorry to ambush you like this, man. Go ahead.
What do you want me to... I was not expecting this call, but that's cool. What do you want to know about? What's up? What is the topic other than wrestling?
That's it, man. It's pro wrestling. So anything you want to talk about, your show, you know, you want to talk, advertise your show, advertise somebody else, I don't know, but whatever you want to do.
All right. I don't know what to really say.
Big D at a loss for words. What is your show, dude? Talk about your show, Fabulous Lucha Brothers. What do you guys do?
Okay, Fabulous Lucha Brothers. Yeah, we review old wrestling on there. That's pretty much it, bro. We review classic pay-per-views. And we always give you little shout-outs here and there because we're big marks of your work. But But yeah, that's what we do on there. You're right, I am caught a little bit off guard. But yeah,
that's my favorite show, by the way. My favorite show, because you guys get on the inside of the inside, and you even go beyond the marks, and that's pretty hard, dude.
Well, it was funny because I told Brandon Draven that you said that that we know more than Dave Meltzer, and he thought that was the funniest. He laughed about that for like a year, bro.
Yeah, because you guys know Dave Meltzer's shit, you know, and then you also know all the shit. I mean, because he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
He forgets stuff, right?
He forgets shit, and he doesn't pay attention to, like, Wade Keller or anybody else, any other reporter. So he actually misses a lot of shit, you know? He's got his one source. I don't know who it is, that motherfucker who keeps calling him with the deep throat of WWE. You know they're constantly trying to find that dude, like, in the WWE. Like, they're hunting him down, right? Or do you know who it is?
I'm guessing, for years it was Pat Patterson. Sorry to blow the load on everybody's shit, but it's got to be somebody else right now, bro. I'm going to go out on a limb, bro. I'm going to say it's fucking like Triple H or some shit. Like, really. Like, I really believe it's somebody that high up.
Triple H?
I really do. I'm serious, bro. Or Stephanie. It's got to be somebody who's really high up, bro. Maybe it's Kerwin Stifles, bro. I don't know.
He gets all the shit. He gets all the info. But, I mean, I guess he didn't know about Seth Rollins catching in the Mania, so, I mean.
Well, maybe he did know, bro. See, because you and I both know that this guy, Dave, man, he you know, they call him up and they say, listen, don't tell anybody this, but I have a feeling he did know.
Yeah, well, he does a lot of shit where he's like, oh, I know something, but I can't say why, or I can't say, stuff like that. So it's
interesting. It's fun to play Decode Dave, bro. That's the most fun game to play. Is Juan Silva on the line with you?
No, unfortunately, he's not. He's asleep, fast asleep. But we'll get off soon. We're just gonna. I just wanted to bring you on because it's been a while since you graced the PWO show. So I'm glad you could get you on because I am a big fan of your work. You know, you and Draven.
I just wish I was a little more prepared, bro. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I don't mean to ambush you, man. It's just fine. You're just calling me. We're gonna talk off air. This is mysterious because we're going to talk off air about shit that no one knows about. So that's something, a little cliffhanger that I can leave here.
Well, not yet. We're like, so basically you're Dave Meltzer and I'm the mysterious guy in WWE who's going to give you all the scoops.
Well, you're this mysterious guy in Super Friends who happens to be Big D, you know, and I'm no longer mysterious, but you know, you're the leak, dude, of your own company. So you're kind of like Triple H. But,
yeah, I am. I'm kind of. But luckily, my penis is not as small as Triple H because I would have put Sting over at WrestleMania. I would have put him over.
Well, I was actually talking about Sting. Sting's in. Look, as long as Sting is just the vigilante Sting, right, and he comes in and rights the wrong of the authority, like at key moments, like Batman would, you know, he'll do fine. And then every once in a while, he fucks up a heel and has a match with him and wins. You know, Triple H had to beat him, but from now on. You know, an Undertaker match in WrestleMania, for example, they should get together, fight, and then get attacked by, like, two other people and turn it into a tag match. And then stand, you know, their match should be inconclusive, you know.
He should have won, bro. I think he should have gone over. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. I think he should have gone
over.
Oh,
yeah. But you knew he wasn't. You knew he wasn't, right?
You're right. I knew he wasn't. Because everything kind of told us that, but I wanted to be a mark again and just believe, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you knew that, like, there was nothing at stake, so why should he, you know? Like, it's not like, you know, you're going to get rid of your authority. I mean, it was just it was bullshit. They treated Sting like a complete clown, like the boogeyman, basically. I mean, he was a clown to them, he's old, so I guess that's what they do to old people, you know what I mean? They did it to the king, they did it to everyone, so that's the way they do it, man. I'm sorry, I think he should have won, too. I think he should have been strong, and they made him a top guy for a little while, you know? Why not?
All I can think of is it's the whole small dick shit, but you know what? Yeah, he should have won, I think, but what pissed me off the most, and Dave commented on this, and I did another show I did, is the fucking fact that he shook his hand, bro. Because come on, bro, if you're having an athletic contest with somebody else, and he hits you with a sledgehammer, and you shake his hand afterward, that's very, like, but whatever, you know what, that's always his thing. Sting's always kind of been like an idiot.
Yeah, he always tries to make friends with people, and then they fuck him over again, you know, so it's... That's his whole character.
That's Sting, bro. And he, and like Daniel Bryan, he's never been one of those guys all political and shit. You know, people who, you know, like the top guys like Hogan. You know, these guys are always very protective of themselves.
Yeah.
Sting doesn't
they're
give
OCD.
A fuck, so.
They're OCD.
Yeah,
with
so when. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? You have to be OC to be a real star, right? And I think Sting – I'm not saying Sting's not a star. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying I don't think he had that same drive that, like, the tippy top guys have. Because if he did, he would have probably been like, fuck no, I'm not putting this guy over. This is my first match.
Well, Sting – I mean, let's talk about CM Punk for a second, because he is – like, what's he doing with this UFC shit? Is he trying to get that Brock Lesnar shit by going to AUFC, winning a few matches, and coming back?
Like, I don't know if he – I don't know if he's ever. I mean, I don't know if he wants to come back right now.
But don't
you
think
the interview?
Don't you think he's pissed? Okay, he comes. He wants to be. He basically wants to have Brock Lesnar's like deal. He would love that, right? He could come.
Everybody would.
Right? Who wouldn't? And the fact is that's why wrestling sucks right now, is because there's no big star with fuck you money to tell WWE fuck you. So they can they belittle everyone with Stephanie. You know what I'm saying? Like. You're never going to see – even she belittled Brock. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, she did.
The whole thing.
He should have gone back there and smashed the fucking office, right?
Should have given her an F5.
That would have popped the entire world if he did that one.
Why not? Dude?
That would have been awesome.
But the
maybe he will give it to her down the line, bro, on pay-per-view or some shit.
If he does, then I'll eat my words. But the way I look at it is now – they emasculate everyone. The one guy that they got is Brock because they can't emasculate him because he's like, I don't know, he's just got that energy. And so it's like everyone is a little pussy, you know, beneath her vagina. And so it's just like that's what's happened to wrestling. There's no other company to be like, oh, no, I'll make you a star over here, motherfucker. Like, come here, you know. So
Didn't you used to dislike Brock a long time ago?
I didn't think anything of him but now that he's come back, I can see now he's got that, he's fucking huge, like he's Steve Austin now, you know? So, he's the man, dude, but that's because he can say fuck you, and he got the schedule and everything, like, they need more wrestlers that have that star power. Rock is one, you know, he's the only other one, though, like, that's it, like.
Well, I'm going to put you over right now, big time. About 3, maybe 4 years ago on this show, I'm going to put you over because you were right. You said on this show, and the thing about you, bro, that's interesting about you as an individual is that you say things, and I've learned this about you. You say things, right? And I think a lot of people just kind of say whatever, but then, like, it actually comes true because you're from the future. So obviously,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Well, I'm not
right.
From this future, because every time I step in this pool, it's a new ripple effect. So I'm not from the exact future that we're in that we're going to right now. I can't be, because that's just the nature of time travel. But go ahead.
No, yeah, you're because, you create a new, every time you go back further, you create a new timeline, right?
Right, exactly. So it's like, a little different. But for most wrestling, it tends to follow the same pattern. Yeah. So go ahead.
So what you said is and it was very interesting, you said that Vince McMahon, this was 4 years ago, this is before Brock even came back, this is like 2000, actually it might have been like 5 years ago on this show, you said that Vince McMahon is purposely burying his own talent and not putting them over because he's afraid that one of them might get away and turn into Brock Lesnar. This was right when Brock was like making tons of money in UFC, and you said, you're like, the reason why he's never going to let anybody get over is because he doesn't want to have to deal with that shit again. And look
ever
what
again.
Happened, bro. And look what, and you know what's the most ironic thing about what you said? It was the same fucking guy, bro. It's Brock. He's still fucking dicking him around the ass. But you said that, dude, and I was like, I was skeptical, I'm not going to lie to you about it, but now as the years go by, it's very true. Like, he doesn't ever want to give somebody that rocket unless he really, really, really trusts them, and Cena's like the only guy right now he trusts, you know, and a few other guys, but, you know.
Yeah, and Cena must have some, like, suitcase full on Cena. Like, he's never, you know, Cena is so loyal, but he's boring. He's kind of killed him, too, because, you know, he's still his boy. anytime, even now, with they got Brock Lesnar on this long-term deal, they've taken away his edge just a little bit, you know, like they've done it. And as long as he tailed out and just did a year at a time, he would have been even bigger. So if I was him, I would have done 1 year at a time, dude. Like, year to year, motherfucker, you know? Like,
well, the money he was offered, though, bro.
It's so huge, look, yeah.
Have you heard a ballpark? Because I heard a ballpark. I'll say it on the air, bro. I don't give a fuck. But it's. I don't know if it's 100%, but I just heard a ballpark. Have you heard a ballpark?
No.
All right. Ballpark I heard was $7 million a year, same amount of dates, plus network revenue money, plus merchandise money. That's ridiculous,
which makes
bro.
Sense because he is the Steve Austin of his day. He is the guy. I mean, and guess what? He is despite Vince McMahon. Because, you know, Vince McMahon should be happy that he didn't get his clutches on this motherfucker and piss all over him like he does everybody, because that's what's generating his fucking income right now. But he's such a control freak that he'll never make another Brock Lesnar. That's what I'm talking about CM Punk, is because I think the only way I'm ever going to get over is if I go to what's now WCW, to the WWE.
Right.
and get over there. And like, if I
don't,
then
think,
I don't.
You don't think Punk really wants to fight?
He does. But I'm saying he wants to fight and kick some ass, and then he'll be a huge star when he comes back, and he can dictate the terms. He'll get the WrestleMania spot. He'll get everything he wants. That's what I'm saying. Like, Vince McMahon only tells people that, only respects people that tell him to fuck off. That's it.
You're right. It's like
he
a woman,
loves those
bro.
People.
Like Mike Trojan would say, bro, they'll respect you more if you tell them to fuck off than if you cry to them. And that's reality.
Dude, that's it right there. He's the biggest little fucking bitch ever. And so, yeah, you tell him to fuck off, and he gets a big boner for you, man. And, like, he right now has a big boner for CM Punk, you know? And if he comes in and kicks some ass, you know, on some decent opponents. And, believe me, dude. Punk can do it. Like, people fucking shit on him. I think he can do it because he's an angry motherfucker from this shit. Like, the shit that happened in wrestling pissed him off really bad. Because they treated him like dirt, dude. They really did. And he doesn't think he's dirt. So that he can be that pissed and use that anger to beat some fucking asses up in UFC. You know, these UFC guys, they're not focused, a lot of them, especially on the bottom. They're a bunch of fucking tomato cans, and he can kick their ass, look good, come back.
Yeah, but what if he runs into some hungry kid, bro, just eats his head off? I mean, it could happen.
But that's
just
what
saying.
Happened to Brock Lesnar. That happened to Brock Lesnar. I mean, so it didn't fuck him up that
way. So you're saying that Punk could lose his first fight and still rebound. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And he won't lose his first fight. And I don't think that he's got to have a perfect setup like Brock did with fucking – he was fighting Randy Couture, who was already a has-been, you know, as a champion. So he just had set up right there. Like, I don't know if CM Punk's going to get fine that shit. You know, maybe if he gets, like, Anderson Silva on the way out, you know. I don't know. But, you know, it's like.
I don't know about that one. I don't know if Anderson Silva's ever going to fight again. Maybe he should fight CM Punk, bro.
I mean, whatever, dude. I think he's saying, look, this is my only chance. There's no way they're going to treat me like a big top guy. Unless I do something like this. And he understood, like, Brock did it, I'm going to do it, and if I don't make it, then I'll make it, but I wouldn't make it anyway if I just stayed in wrestling. And that's the way he looked at it. He's like, I got as far
He's
as I'm
right,
going to
get.
You
He's
know?
Right, but think about the direction they had this fucker in, bro. A fucking Triple H at WrestleMania 30. Like, I remember when this news coming out about that shit, I was just like, I have no interest in a Triple H CM Punk match, bro. Like, none.
Right. It was stupid. It was like he was basically putting out, he's probably going to lose. Although they said he was going to win, but I bet you he lost, you know? So.
No, he would have lost if he was on his way out. They would have said, okay, re-sign or else you're going to lose. They play those games, bro.
Yeah, they fuck with you, and they play with him, dude. They play with him big time. So he's, you know, they're fucking, they have both a hard-on and they hate him. You know, they only hate people that they have hard-ons for, and they only have hard-ons people they hate. And he's one of them. So he's doing his job, dude. He's doing the ultimate fucking shit right now. And people should recognize it.
In the future that you're from, did Roman Reigns get over? Because I'm starting to think he's not going to get over in any future.
No, he's. They're gonna do it. They're gonna have him beat Seth, be the champion, and then beat Brock. I mean, that's what they're gonna do. And they're hoping to get away from this Daniel Bryan crowd, and they already are. I mean, they're gonna go to some town where you know he gets big cheers, and they're gonna put him over Brock.
So okay, but like what I'm saying is when he does get over, like when he does beat Brock, are the fans gonna accept him as the guy? Because right now they do not.
No. I mean, I think that he'll be like a polarizing guy, just like John Cena, you know. And they'll just keep going with that because they're used to that. They're like, okay, some people hate him, some people cheer him. They're definitely not going to turn him heel. I'll tell you that. People are hoping
really?
For that shit.
Really,
no.
A lot of people are saying they are going to do that. You're saying no, they're not. Why? Why don't you think so?
Because they want him as a babyface. They want him to be a babyface, and they don't want people to start thinking of him as a heel. Because they just, that's the way it is. They wanted to be Hulk Hogan, you know. I mean, he started out a heel. That's why they started him out a heel, is to be like Hulk Hogan as a heel and then turn and be a babyface. He's already made the turn. They're not going to turn him again heel and then back to face, you know. It's like, I'm telling you that either they don't do it, not in any of the futures that I've been to. Maybe they'll do it at this one, but I would think they should because he'd make a great heel, but I don't know. I mean, it may be. I think what they're afraid of is they turn him heel and he just gets go away, you know, and then he doesn't have shit, you know.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. At
right,
least now he's getting booed as a babyface. What you're saying.
And they'll take it. You know, they'll take that shit. They just hate apathy, you know. And like if he became a heel, he might just get that apathetic response, and like then that's death. You know. So.
Wrestling's so weird now, bro, right? Like, you can't even book babyfaces the same way you used to anymore because the fans will just turn on them. The old tricks don't work anymore, you know?
Well, it's because there's no other company, dude. You need people to get over somewhere else and then come over. And, like, that's the whole magic of wrestling. Like, you can't do that now. So it's all in-house. So it's bullshit, yeah, and everybody sees this bullshit. Like, you know, if somebody just got over in another company, then they would think, oh, well, this guy's not getting anything handed to him. You know, he got over there, so now he's over here, like Chris Jericho or somebody like that. You know, it's like they give you, like, if you can get over in one company and then go to another company, the fans accept you. But now there's no process like that at all. So it's like they just understand you're just being pushed down their throat. And, you know, you didn't get over anywhere except in NXT or whatever. So it's like that's not the same, you know, and
go ahead.
No, and NXT is, it's not WCW, you know, it's not.
No, but I do think that Finn Balor could be the guy, bro. I picked him as being the guy. Prince Devitt's like, cause he's got everything, bro. He's got the whole package. I'm talking about, like, he should be the guy, bro. Like, I really believe that they should really give it a try with that guy.
Well, he's just, but he's, how big is he? He's not big enough for McMahon. That's the problem, you know?
I know, you're right. He's not as big as Roman Reigns, that's for sure. Fuck
and
no.
all the big guys kind of suck. So, like, you can't really get pissed at Roman Reigns. Like, he's a huge dude. He's not going to be like Chris Benoit or fucking Daniel Bryan. Like, you're lucky he can do the shit he can do, you know? I mean, he's much more athletic than Hulk Hogan ever was.
Well, he's athletic. I think his problem, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this one, I think his problem is that he just needs to work more. I think he needs more experience because, remember, this guy's only been wrestling for 3 years or 4 years or whatever. That's not a very long time, bro, at all.
Right, and that means he did good against Brock Lesnar. That was a fucking good match, you know? So
that's what I'm saying. That was a great match. That's what I'm saying. See, I'm glad you think that way because people are shitting on this guy, but he showed so much potential in that fucking match and the story that they told and all that shit. So
yeah, who cares,
like,
if you only have two moves? If you use them in the right way, they're perfect. You can do them. Yeah,
and as time goes by, he'll add more moves.
Even if he doesn't. If he can have a good match with those moves, which he already did against Brock, then he
And he had a good match against Daniel Bryan. That's two in a row.
Exactly. So he can have a good match. He's smart, and he's got a good personality. You know, it's all these fucking Daniel Bryan twisties that hate on him, man. I think he's a good choice for them, and like, because they're gonna go with a guy like that, and if guys like that, he's at the top of the heap, dude. Like, he is. I mean, if he came around in Hulk Hogan's era, he would have been better than Hulk Hogan. But I don't know. I mean, maybe not in promo. In terms
no,
of
definitely
his
not in promos.
put in having a match, a better match, you know, he would.
Absolutely.
And
he is a freak. I mean, he really is a freak. That's the thing. He is a freak. And, no, absolutely. It's just, I think he needs more experience, bro. Cause
and
what
he had going for
realize,
him, he was a fat fuck. Did you know that?
Well, he's Samoan.
He lived, he lived a lot of his life as a fatty. Like,
yeah, well, that's when you're Samoan, bro, you're fat. That's, you know,
right,
what I'm
but
saying?
I'm just saying, like, he was a nerd for a while. But that makes,
and now
that
he's
means
some prime pussy.
That makes you a cooler person to be a nerd. Like, the longer you can be a nerd, the better, you know, like, for your coolness. And, like, he was a nerd for a long time. So he's cool. It's just that they keep scripting his shit and then trying to make him into, like, Clint Eastwood or whatever. He's actually a witty guy. You know, so they should try to, like, let him do his own mic work, but they won't, you know. But maybe something, you know. He's better than John
Cena. He showed a lot of charisma on the Conan O'Brien show, right? He's got it. You're right. I agree with you. But like I said, I think he just needs experience. You know where a lot of marks don't realize, bro, a lot of these fans, is that when you watch, like, 80s WWF, right, when they had all those fucking incredible workers, bro, like, all those guys had, like, 10 or 20 years under their belt, bro. Like, Hulk Hogan started in, like, 78, and he wasn't champion until, what, 84, 85? So, 84.
Right.
So, like, yeah, and, like, for example, like, Greg Valentine started in the 70s. Like, all these guys had years, like, at least 10 years. Randy Savage started in the 70s. All these fucking guys, bro, they have experience. I don't think, and guys like Roman and Bray Wyatt, they've only been around, like, legit, like, 5 years. They need more time, bro, way more time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if I was WWE, I'd, like, lose my fucking paranoia and send some guys to, like, TNA. Send guys to fucking, and just like with the idea, like, yeah, go there, see what you can do over there, and then come back. Just to fucking have another place that's not, like, you know, ruled by the McMahons. But they'll never do anything that smart.
You're saying you would purposely release guys to go work somewhere else. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. No one can touch you now, dude. Like, use where, you know, use these outlets. Like, they're already doing that with ROH pretty much. Like, they're just taking people from there. But I
yeah,
mean, they...
Yeah, Samoa Joe's coming.
Exactly. But, you know, and you have to go, you know, you can't go, you'll never come from directly from TNA because, like, you're just too soiled with shit when you come directly from there. But you need to go somewhere and clean off the shit. Japan or Ring of Honor or fucking Lucha Underground or whatever. That place just coats you in it. Like, you just are a stinky fucking coated fucker. And then my final thought is TNA with the six-sided ring. I hate that ring, dude. Like,
still?
Fuck that ring. Like, is a movie better if it's on a six-sided screen? I mean, it's just like, to me, that's how stupid it is. Okay. It's like, whatever, dude.
It's
your ring
comparison.
Yeah, but it's the fucking canvas where you paint your picture, you know? It's like, do I care if it fucks me that it's fucking in six sides? It's like, I can't compare it to other pictures because it's in six sides now. It's just like,
their shit's been pretty good lately, though. Like, honestly, it has. Like, whenever they go to Europe, they always have good shows.
No, they've been doing good work. I just wish they'd go back to the four sides, but I guess I just got to get over it. But, you know, whatever. I should watch
them. Well, they switch
them
back and forth every couple of years anyways.
Hopefully they'll switch back. Because it's just like, wrestling is wrestling, you know. Like, why we got to change shit that works? Been working all this time with that ring. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to compare people and to compare the shows for some reason with that ring there. I look at it as almost a goofball show now. But I just
like the fucking ring.
God, I hate it. I hate it. And Hulk Hogan was so right when he came in. He's like, fuck this ring. Like, that was the first thing he changed, man. He was just like, this is stupid. This is, you know, wrestling is wrestling, man. It's like, let's have fucking, why should we act like we're UFC and, like, show everybody that we're not, you know? Like, with a fucking octagon bullshit, you know, anyway. That was like in a No Holds Bar, they had a six-sided ring. You know that? Like, remember that fucking stupid movie?
Are you talking about, shit, that was a great movie, but yeah, it was stupid, I agree.
I mean, I'm saying it's stupid. It's great for us wrestling fans, but they had a six-sided ring in there, and it was so hokey, you know. I was like, but anyway, that's just my bag. I'll get over it. You're right. I'll start watching it again. Are you watching Lucha Underground and all those?
I haven't watched it lately, and I regret that, but I definitely did at first, and I do like it, bro, but I haven't kept up with it. But it's pretty much the best wrestling out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just my thing was, I said about New Japan, like, if you're getting the New Japan Network and you're watching all these shows in Japanese just to get your wrestling fixed, then you should just quit watching wrestling, man, because, like, you got to go to another language you don't even understand to get the wrestling you want. Like, I don't know. It's like,
you don't like Japan?
No, I like a whole experience. Like, if I could get the English commentary shit, which I can't get here, maybe I'll probably get it on YouTube, but if I could get English commentary of it, you know, then maybe, but I'm not going to watch it in Japanese, I'll tell you that. And I liked it, what they did with JR. But anyway, man, we can wrap it up, and we'll talk off the air. I know you want to talk about something mysterious. Maybe you found some bones and you want to identify them. So we'll get into it. But I can help you, man. Just send me a screen picture, you know, whatever. All right, dude, so we'll talk. And thanks, everybody. This is Big D from the SuperFriendsUniverse.com, the epitome of manliness. So check out that website. And we'll be coming back. Hopefully I'll get him on the show in a more prepared manner.